Janae and Gola Jr., the podcast.
Even if it's just the two of us, time to get freaky because it's almost Halloween. Janae and Gola Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. And November 9th, we will also be on ESPN Plus. We will be there. I'm Janae Ogwumike as Mary J. Blige, Janae J. Blige, and Mike Gola Jr. as Rick Sanchez. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us via the Shell Penzola Performance Lines. I feel like I've seen a lot of different costumes on ESPN today. Rachel Nichols, I believe, was the bubble, the NBA bubble with Minnie Mouse type of stuff, and then had a bubble outfit. Have you seen? I feel like we have one as a collective unit.
I feel like we have, and I feel like me saying that is, again, like the guy who shows up to the group project the day of, because I was literally at, like, the Halloween version of Hobby Lobby earlier today, while, Janae, you were legitimately, like, the wig that you have is so thorough and well done up top. For anyone that can't see us on this, because this is a radio show, Janae is a fully blonde wig in here right now, like, down to the absolute roots. I am amazed at the level of complexity of this.
This is just a little bit of that magic, you know what I'm saying? That magic. Now, in about 10 minutes, we will get you set for the big NFL weekend by playing End Zone Friend Zone, because we have a marquee matchup between the Steelers and the Ravens. And we also have news from college football, where Trevor Lawrence, Clemson quarterback, tested positive for COVID-19. Now, Trevor, he posted on his Twitter, "I have tested positive for COVID-19 and my symptoms have been relatively mild while I'm following the protocol from Clemson and the ACC. The only thing that hurts is missing an opportunity to be with my teammates this weekend and play the game that I love. I hate that I can't be there, but I'll be watching from isolation and pulling for our guys while I wait for the opportunity to rejoin the team. God bless and go Tigers." Now, clearly, he just stated right there that Clemson has Boston College this week. They have Notre Dame next week. And this news broke, Junior, when you were on the call halftime of your game yesterday. You are a Notre Dame college football alum, and I want you to be able to unpack all of your feelings and what this really means, because we've talked about the virus and how anyone can sort of test positive, but I don't think we ever really expected the premier player of college football. So why don't we do this in our segment, One and Done?
So much to say.
Are you good? Like, do you need a minute to breathe? Do you need some water?
So little time.
I'm trying to balance a lot right now.
One and done.
So as this news broke at halftime, Junior, what did you think? What was your initial gut reaction?
I mean, I was bummed. Like, Trevor Lawrence has been so much fun to watch this year. His mastery of the position is wild, that I looked at this and immediately, A, was concerned because we heard he's showing mild symptoms. So first and foremost, that automatically registers and says, all right, we want him to be okay, period. That should not get lost in all this talk about competition, because people immediately did the thing where we said, all right, because we've so normalized this as a part of the process this year, how soon does he get back? Kind of like what happened with Nick Saban, who had subsequent negative tests and ultimately was able to get back on the field. Trevor Lawrence is going to have to be symptom-free in this instance. So people immediately went to that Notre Dame game, like you mentioned. And Janae, I look at this and say, I want Trevor Lawrence on the field for that game. The best version of college football is one that involves Trevor Lawrence. And if you're Notre Dame thinking about this strictly from the competitive aspect, you're going to have to face this Clemson team with Trevor Lawrence at some point if you're going to get to the places you want to go through the ACC championship this year. So I say, why not have him out there for it now? That would be the best possible version, provided he's healthy. But we know that's the baseline that's got to get met here, period, end of sentence.
Okay, so what is the, you know, evaluation of this Clemson team with their backup quarterback, who is, you know, widely touted going up against Boston College? Because I know a lot of people want to talk Notre Dame, but first up, they have BC.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting who actually hits the field for them. Both backup quarterbacks have been dealing with certain injuries of their own along the way. DJ Uiagalelei is the highly touted one, the one that you've heard coming in a lot of this. But there's another freshman in here who's also has a name that I have a very difficult time pronouncing. Taysun Pamanchan, I believe, is the pronunciation of the last name. I'm not 100%. And he's a Bridgeport, Connecticut native, pride of Avon Old Farms High School. So I should know a little better in that situation. But either way, Chiney, either one of them seeing the field behind a Clemson offense that, remember, still in that backfield, is not the one-time, but the two-time ACC Offensive Player of the Year in Travis Etienne. Like, that portion of their offense and having that player to rely on is going to be able to buoy you through a lot against a BC team that certainly with Jeff Hafley at the helm has shown well for itself. And so I look at this and I say, Chiney, even in the grand scheme of things, this instance from the competitive aspect, which is, again, the part of this that unfortunately comes into the equation very quickly, College Football Playoff Committee was literally put in place to address situations like this. What does a team do? What happens when their best player or potentially multiple players are off the field for a game?
Yeah, and thinking of the short term, you know, as you mentioned, you know, this is why the protocols have to be adhered to and how to have a plan so that, you know, you can start mapping out your future. In the short term against BC, Clemson's defense, again, I bring up, is giving up 13.5 points per game. So at least you can feel like, hey, we've got one side of the ball, you know, really taken care of. But now when we switch gears to Notre Dame, your school, how do you see that outcome happening? Say Trevor Lawrence is not able to play. Do you think this is something that automatically Notre Dame must win? Like, we have that whole sound, I don't know, boom, the must-win game. Is that a situation where if Notre Dame is trying to bolster its reputation itself? Because we talk about Clemson and taking a couple losses without Trevor Lawrence, but we don't talk about Notre Dame actually having a real shot at this as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, Notre Dame's, they know their reputation around big games. Unfortunately, that's become a thing. The way Clemsoning was once a thing. What's interesting about this matchup, whether Trevor Lawrence is on the field or not, is that it's in South Bend. South Bend is not typically the site that hosts a lot of these top five matchups for Notre Dame. When you think about them losing on the road in Death Valley to Clemson, losing to Ohio State in a bowl game, Clemson in the College Football Playoff, even going all the way back to the goal line misfortune surrounding an offensive pass interference penalty against Florida State. Those are all road or neutral sites. So having this game at home is an interesting wrinkle. But yeah, Notre Dame's got a reputation. They've got to very much get off their backs in addition to keeping their hopes alive for the rest of the season. And in the interest of education, I've just been handed a note. As we talked about, getting everyone ready. A world without Trevor Lawrence is a lot of things. It's also us learning, in this instance, how to pronounce the name of both the backup quarterbacks in this spot. So for everyone keeping score at home, we have, from California, DJ Uiagalelei. Uiagalelei. And in the other corner, we have Tyson Pumachon. Tyson Pumachon.
Well done.
So there we go. You have got your education on the Clemson backup quarterbacks, one that we hoped would never really come in this instance.
Yes.
Thank you. You're far, far too kind. And so this is going to be interesting, Janae, and Paul Feinbaum brought this up. You hear him on the Paul Feinbaum show every day here around ESPN, talking about this coronavirus determining the return of a player and what goes into that process and how this is going to weigh on the future in college football this season.
I hate to be cynical at a time like this, but I'm going to be. It's whenever you want it to be that fits the timetable to get you back to play. I mean, we've watched this all year, but this might be the poster case in terms of really determining whatever you want it to be, because you're right, Jay, there's no way of knowing. And, you know, I don't know how this is going to end. I hope it ends well for his health. I think the most important thing here is, even if he doesn't play, it doesn't mean that Clemson is out of the College Football Playoff. They'll get an opportunity, more than likely, to play Notre Dame again. And remember, Notre Dame has already dealt with COVID issues 4 or 5 weeks ago, and it hurt them. They came back after a couple weeks. They looked terrible against Louisville, barely winning that game, and now they're seemingly healthy. But Trevor Lawrence means a lot, and I know that they have great backups. They have a five-star, number one quarterback in the country, who is set to take over, but nobody can compare to Trevor Lawrence. He is the defining player in college football this year.
Clemson, more driven to find their way through this portion of the season. More Driven, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, More Driven. And, Janae, in so many ways, Clemson has what the Kansas City Chiefs have in the NFL, the benefit of the past experience, both for themselves and going through a lot of this with a coach in Dabo Swinney who's been through this, Brent Venables on the other side, their D coordinator, but also for everyone that's put eyes on them, including the committee that says, we know what you're capable of with the parts involved when they're all on the field, so we're not going to overly hold it against you if your best player, the best player in college football, isn't there for that, Janae. And I think that's fair. I think that's the reason the committee was put into place, but I think it's going to be especially true this year where the eye test is going to be more important than ever.
Yeah, I thought that was a tremendous point that you brought up. Like, hey, you know, this is a situation that we knew going in, key players could be gone. So not just relying on what the records are, it's more so what the potentials are when that player is available.
Drawing it up in the dirt every year like we do for the College Football Playoff Committee. We got these guidelines. We got things you're supposed to look for. But at the end of the day, none of us really know what goes on in that room. And this year is going to be exceptionally so because we're going to be even more socially distanced from it in this situation.
Oh, yes.
So Speaking of social distancing, in no way, shape, or form, that was an attempt at a clever tweet. Oof. Guys, I tell you, it's been a long week. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Let's just get the break, shall
we? Yeah, you know what? Coming up next, we're going to play End Zone or Friend Zone here, get you ready for the NFL weekend, and I'm going to try and get my life together. That's next. It's Chenang Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Chenang and Golic Jr., the podcast.
You are used to seeing us on ESPN News right now, but we have been bumped by Daily Wager. But in about 10 minutes, we will still turn up. So make sure you check out the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed for our dance moves on a special, special Friday. Too damn Friday. You haven't even said it yet. Too damn Friday on Chenang Golic Jr. Can I hear it on ESPN Radio?
Too damn Friday. Well, okay. And Chenang, it's because it's a special Too Damn Friday. Like, tomorrow's Halloween. Halloween's on a Saturday. Think about all the things that have been so cruel about this year, Chenang. And folks got Halloween on a Saturday, and we can't even really be out here like that.
That's what we get. You get the NBA Finals between the Heat and the Lakers, and you're in a bubble. But, you know, before we get to End Zone, Friend Zone, I wanted to actually follow through on what I said about Sour Patch Kids, because you listed them as number, what, 3 or so?
I had Sour Patch Kids as number 4. I need a representation in there for fruit and gummy snacks.
So I like Sour Patch Kids, but I can't eat them anymore because I've been scarred. Because as a kid, I had them a couple times, probably at school, right? And I was like, oh, they're so good. So you'd just be eating them and you'd just be, you know what I'm saying? And it rubbed the top of my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
So raw. Yeah. And it hurt me for like 2 weeks. Ever since then, I was like, not going to be able to do it. I can't do it.
You know what? I understand that, Chenang. There is a weird subsect, and this is a conversation maybe for another day, maybe for right now, about foods that do that to your mouth. Because I almost, for the longest time, I thought it was strictly like when you're eating Captain Crunch, right? And that thing just goes to work on the roof of your mouth. But the juice is always worth the squeeze. You're saying you're never going back to the well on Sour Patch Kids.
I mean, I will try, but like I just get so many bad memories that I'd rather just stick with a normal gummy bear.
I respect that. A normal gummy bear is not going to do that to you, but it's kind of like dating a guy that wears a leather jacket. Like, every once in a while, going out with a bad boy is cool, and I feel like that sour coating of the Sour Patch Kid is kind of like the leather jacket of candies.
Or with, like, a unibrow and a wig that's blue. Kind of cool, occasionally. Only on one day a year.
See, I feel like this outfit would be more akin to cotton candy. At times, it's a bit abrasive, but when you're at the
fair, you got to make your own wig, something you can eat. Oh, my gosh, impressive.
I'm just saying, if this wig was cotton candy, it'd be delicious.
Am I a Twizzler?
Oh, Twizzlers or Red Vines? This is another great debate as we dive further into the realm of candy here.
I can't taste the difference, but yeah.
Really? You can't.
I told you Skittles, all that type of stuff. I just really don't differentiate unless it's tuna tartare. Yeah. If it's that bougie, we move on up.
That is when you're looking to get yourself in the end zone in life, is when you're bringing out tuna tartare. If you would like to remain in the friend zone, then keep feeding Chenang these lower-level candies.
Tootsie Rolls and candy corn.
That stuff will leave firmly in the friend zone. It's time to play end zone or friend zone. Let's go, Cliff.
As millennials, one of the greatest triumphs in life is watching someone make it out of the friend zone. You're hoping, wishing.
You're strategizing.
And that's what we're going to try and do here this weekend. We want to get everyone ready for this weekend in the NFL.
End zone or friend zone.
Let you know who's going to end up in the friend zone or the end zone when it comes to this NFL Sunday.
Friend zone to the
end zone.
Oh, it's so good. It feels so right. We're getting ready for another big time weekend in the NFL. We got some great matchups coming up. Let's get to our first one.
Steelers at Ravens.
Oh, shoot, you're going to waste no time. All right, we get into the meat right now, Chenang. We look at Steelers, Ravens. We talked with Marcus Spears, former NFL defensive lineman, was a part of this rivalry as a member of the Ravens. End zone or friend zone, who we got here?
I am going to put my quarterback, Lamar Jackson, into the end zone. I know that's an easy answer, but if we think about what he's been able to do, yes, they need to show a little bit more diversity when it comes to their offense. But I really like him this game because this is a statement game. I think a lot of the news has been swirling about him being able to get over the hump and show that he can win and display his talents. And he has 12 touchdowns so far this season, 10 passing and 2 rushing. So I think he'll add to that because he knows this is a game where he can sort of change the narrative.
Going
to
be blitzed heavily, that Pittsburgh defense. We know is downhill, fast and furious, even overcoming the loss of Devin Bush. We talked about that so much last weekend in their matchup we were getting ready to face. In this one, Chenang, I'm looking on the other side of the field at Pittsburgh. Last week, Juju Smith-Schuster had 14 targets in their win, more than he had, I believe, in the previous 2 games combined. Looking at that, I'm making this another big Chase Claypool game. That attention going back to Juju. They've got him in there. Deontay Johnson's been showing out lately in that receiving core. You're Big Ben. You're going to continue to try and keep your formula the same. Keep it underneath. Get the ball out quick against that Ravens rush, which we know is formidable. And Chase Claypool is a guy in the short area that can help you out against those linebackers. Mapletron in the building.
And by the way, Big Ben is releasing the ball at an average of 2.29 seconds after the snap. So fast.
How about that? End Zone or Friend Zone brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van. Find out how far an extra mile really goes, from customization and service to financial assistance. Mercedes-Benz Vans are ready for anything.
Saints and Bears.
This is an interesting one today. The Bears obviously coming off of a defeat against the Los Angeles Rams in primetime. They're a tough one for that offense. We look at this one against the Saints. End Zone or Friend Zone. Who do you got here?
Well, it'd be easy to put Nick Foles into the friend zone, but I don't want to kick someone while they're down, so I'm going to talk about the end zone. And when it comes to this matchup, we've been talking a lot about players that are not on the field, like Michael Thomas, my fantasy receiver. But let's talk about a player that currently is on the field, Alvin Kamara. What he's been able to do consistently has been great. He's been exciting, and he now has 5 straight games with 100 yards from scrimmage. That's the longest current streak in the NFL. So we got to put some respect on his name for what he's been able to do for the Saints so far this season.
Absolutely. Yes! Mr. Alvin Kamara, yes.
Kamara.
Oh man, next year Randy Watson might have to be the Halloween costume. But that's a story for another day. Chiney, in this one, I'm gonna look on the other side and I'm gonna go friend zone to the Chicago Bears offensive line in this game.
And they say offense, period.
It really is, but last week we saw going up in a game against Aaron Donald. 4 sacks given up by the Bears in that outing, and we saw Leonard Floyd, the revenge game for him turn out there. This Saints front 7, certainly one that knows all about getting after and harassing the quarterback, can do it at times only rushing 4, but will get linebackers involved. And I think, unfortunately, this could be another long day up front for the Chicago Bears.
Rams at Dolphins.
Fumble the snap a little bit here. We're working on the execution still. It's fine.
Don't want to look like the Broncos in that.
Hey-o! All right, here we go. We got Rams at Dolphins here. Chiney, we know this one largely going to be about Tua Tagovailoa making his first NFL start, I believe 351 days after his horrific hip injury that we saw in college against Mississippi State. So, Chiney, end zone or friend zone, Rams at Dolphins. Who you got?
You tease this, and I'm going to take it to the end zone with Aaron Donald, just because imagine being a rookie dropped in the middle of a season and have to go up against that type of beast. Now, the Rams, they rank 3rd in the NFL with 24 sacks this season, led by Aaron Donald's 8. So I feel like they are going to go crazy, especially when you know that this guy's been inserted and there's a lot of momentum and this was risky. And then all of a sudden, now this is your first NFL game. So I feel like they're going to try to capitalize on that.
You know what, Chiney? I will go opposite on that just to try and get some good juju, because what we've seen, and I will go, we're talking offensive lines. I will go end zone, Miami Dolphins offensive line, because this might be the most attention that's been on them in a while. We know they were the subject of a lot of conversation in the last couple of weeks, and I think understandably so. Again, this is a group that was abysmal last year, that is trying and starting to improve this year, but is still on the south side of good at this point. So going up against a challenge like this with a rookie quarterback, with all the eyes on you, I'm looking for this Miami Dolphins front to respond to all the conversation around them, go out here and try and have a big
shocker
run.
Junior picks offensive lines.
Yeah, buddy. Listen, I am nothing if not extremely predictable.
It's all right. I pick the post two every time, too.
That's, you know, it's a fair point. We are a show that loves big boys and post players, and we will never apologize for those things. Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chiney and Gwim McKay. We got time for one more, don't we?
Number 3, Ohio State at number 18, Penn State.
Remarkable imaging.
I'm going to make it easy. I mean, why not Justin Fields? They just look great. This is a guy that if you remove Trevor Lawrence from the equation of playing this year, he's someone that could be a Heisman hopeful and candidate. So I'm going with Ohio State because I'm wearing red today.
The Ohio State University, which is a thing that I will never say seriously on this show. You do have a lot of Buckeye red on here, which is making me a little uncomfortable now.
I'm so sorry. I'll wear green next time.
I feel like I agree with you. Justin Fields, big-time game coming up. Penn State blitzed a ton last year. See if they keep that up this year. I'll go end zone on the other side because I think Ohio State's going to win this game pretty big. But I would love for people to continue to pay attention to Pat Freiermuth, who's probably the best tight end in college football outside of Kyle Pitts at Florida. He's caught 16 career touchdown passes, the most since 2018 at that spot. OSU gave up 85 catches to tight ends in the big, 85 catches to tight ends over that time period, most in the Big Ten in that time period. So let's see if we can get Pat in the end zone for this game. Speaking of, we did end zone or friend zone here. We got a friend coming up next with a performance that we're not sure about. We're going to try and figure out what the hell Jason Fitz is up to around his favorite holiday and Halloween. That's next. It's Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Go Dino, go Pickle, go Dino, go Pickle. Hey, get it, get it, get it. I see you, I see you. We've got Jason Fitz in as a ghoul, taking Junior to school. Keep going, Fitz. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, plus a very, very bad man, a very scary man. Now, first, I hope my guy, Mike Golic Jr., is okay, because I couldn't tell. You surprised us with a costume change. I thought about doing one of my own, but it would have taken me too long. I thought you were a dinosaur for a second, but it looks like you're a pickle.
I turned myself into a pickle, Morty. I'm Pickle Rick.
I do like pickle juice. Yay.
Everybody wins in this situation, Janae. Wow, I'm super out of breath.
Would you? Okay, it's okay. Hold on. Gather yourself. We also have somebody very, very scary in the building. Our neighbor right after us. Who is that?
We got Jason Fitz in studio with us, giving us the straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And carrying microphone, Jason. Bro.
You know what, Mike? I don't know how serial killers do this in horror movies, because the mask, like, it's hard to breathe.
Yeah.
I'm out of breath. Is no. Dancing around.
So there's a lot happening Woo! Right now, so I just want to bring this in because Woo! We're not actually on TV right now. No one can see what just happened. All they heard was an extended dance mix. I can't imagine our bosses are thrilled. It's Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Mike Golic Jr., the incomparable Janae Agbumike, two-time WNBA All-Star, and Jason Fitz with us, as Janae said, our neighbor to the north, co-host of Spain and Fitz. Each and every day, right after us here on ESPN Radio. And Jason. So I'm going to set you up.
Okay, so wait, hold on. So you got to stop. You got to stop. Okay, what this has made abundantly clear is that both of y'all are out of shape.
Yes.
100% out of shape.
Wait. Says the person not wearing a mask and, frankly, not dancing as hard as either of us were. Like, you didn't get up and bring it the way Mike and I did. I mean, there were kicks. There
Jason,
were thrusts. There
Jason,
were things.
It sounds like you are drowning in air right now.
Look, you're right. I did stay cute and pretty this whole time, so you know I do hear you on that. But still, for the amount of you dancing, like I just saw a little like shoulder. You know what I mean?
This man is legit hurting right now.
He is.
Fitz is dying.
Full kicks. There were kicks going on.
Jason, I mean, they're never high kicks. We know you don't have the flexibility in your hamstrings to facilitate that.
That's a fair point.
Jason, we do have you in here for a very special reason, though, because we want to make you a rock-solid part of our show around Halloween, because every year, the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts invites Tim Legler in, our ESPN NBA analyst, who is a big Halloween fan himself, who dresses up his house every year, and every year, you appear to challenge the throne, you text Stu Gotts, you let him know, and so I want to play a clip. This is Tim Legler on the Dan Le Batard Show earlier, talking about his Halloween dominance relative to you. Here's this clip.
I defy anyone at ESPN to care more about Halloween than in the history of ESPN than Tim Legler does.
I feel like Legs takes Halloween so seriously. It's like a week for him. It's Halloween week.
Like
he's been in costume for a couple of days.
It's months.
It's a month.
It's very similar to Mardi Gras around here. It lasts about a month. And actually, it takes so much time to put everything up. We might leave it up till like mid-November. We have themes in our front yard, which is we have a clown theme. We have a spider theme, a witch theme, a murderer's theme, scarecrow theme. So we set it up about six different sections of the front of our house. And I think a lot of it is going to be that stuff.
All right. So, we've already started. Who's this guy with a chainsaw over his head? What's he doing? Is that wasn't you in a costume. That's some sort of thing made to look human, correct?
Correct. But my goal is, and it's a tough one to pull up, but my goal is going to be to try to replicate that, because people drive by the house enough this month and they'll see that. Cost is not an issue with us when it comes to
this. It is with Fitz.
Fitz,
okay, Fitz, you don't take this as seriously. You're an amateur. Fitz, you're an amateur. You're in the minor leagues, and you need to back off.
So, Fitz, strong words from Dan Le Batard there saying you're in the minor leagues because cost is an issue for you. What's your rebuttal?
So, Dan, cost is always an issue for me because I'm cheap. But Sonny's not cheap. So let's just be clear on this.
Your and wife, Sonny.
So there's a million layers to this. Number one, he gets it up in October, right? We were giving candy out to people walking through the line. Well, we weren't. Sonny was giving candy out to people walking through the house on Labor Day weekend. All right? That's when you get this thing going. You start on Labor Day. Themes is cute because you can do whatever you want. We have one theme, Movies on Morris. By the way, you can check it out on social media. Movies. They're all movie themed. I got 35 movies represented between two lawns, all right? And we have interactive spots where people don't drive by. They come by. Like, Mike, you'll appreciate this. I got a whole dang couch in my front lawn right now. That couch has a false wall built behind of it for Stranger Things, right? Stranger Things comes out. You got the ABCDE. You got the Christmas lights. You got all that stuff. So I got the entire setup going. That way, people can get out. They can get their picture taken. I mean, it is, like, I appreciate, oh, they got video of it. Look at that. See, I appreciate what Legs is doing because there's enough family love for everybody in the Halloween spirit. But I got 35 horror movies represented, and on top of all of it, I got people every weekend that come out and they replace those mannequins with real human beings that scare the ever-loving you-know-what out of little kids. Come on now.
So all that you're missing is a charging attendance. Like, that's how you can get up to Legs. Like, get that money.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like, we don't charge attendance. We use ours for charity. That's the next move.
Wow.
Last weekend.
High road.
Last weekend, we raised $3,000 for the Sumner County Humane Society from people just donating money walking through to the display. Come on.
Where are you at, Dan? Where are you at, Legs? Where are you guys at
right now?
I'm helping
the community while I scare kids until they pee their pants.
Meanwhile, Junior doesn't know where he's at. He's looking around like he can't see.
And I will legit tell you that I have had, so far this year, again, I'm not in Tennessee, I don't get to see it all the time, but Sonny does, one adult actually did wet themselves. So that is a fact. We have one adult that has wet themselves. So, you know, that's when you know you're bringing it. All right, you got to scare
that is a fact.
Yeah.
I need a rebuttal from the Dan Le Batard Show, from Tim Legler immediately. If no one, adult or child, has peed their pants on the premise at the Legler household, I don't understand how we're even scoring this as anything close to a draw on this one. This fight is over. Done.
By the way, the wedding is one thing. A few years ago, we had a lady actually drop her baby while she was screaming, "Sweet baby Jesus," running down the street. That's how you do Halloween.
All right. The baby's okay, right?
Yeah, the baby's
okay.
Fine.
Cool. Right, just make sure the baby's
it's important. Port. At least I think so. I don't know. I mean, I haven't checked in on the baby for a while, but it's Halloween. Yeah, you enter at your own risk.
That is fairly. You guys seem like you're getting to the point where a waiver might be necessary.
Yeah, so. You're not the first person to tell me. Like, it's funny how every insurance agent I've ever met in my life calls me annually, and they're like, "Hey, you should really consider." Yes, so you know, maybe at some point.
Incredible work, Jason. You and your wife, Sonny, doing the Lord's work out here, creating an absolute Halloween hellscape for the masses.
I just can't get over watching you speak to me, but all I see is
I'm a pickle. I'm Pickle Rick.
I know who you are. I just can't get used to it. That's all.
I can't believe you're a pickle right now.
You know what? It's an impressive feat. I managed to turn myself into a pickle.
I thought you were going to be something a little bit more creative, but it's okay. You hold it down when it comes to the whole experience at your house.
Chinee, you know what? You sat in the chair, barely danced. I'm on my third show today at ESPN. Didn't have time for a lot of... You know what? I'm working, and I got a fourth show coming up next. Spain and Fitz.
Credentials.
Check out Spain and Fitz, by the way.
I love that, man.
Check out Spain and Fitz coming up right after us here on ESPN Radio, taking over at 7 o'clock Eastern. Check Fitz out on Countdown to Game Day, a myriad of other platforms across social media, radio, and otherwise. Jason, we are happy to have you with us here. We are planting our flag as a show firmly in the lawn of Jason Fitz for Halloween.
Legs, come on up to Tennessee. We'll show you how it's really done.
Woo!
Absolutely. That is the energy we covet. That is the energy we keep. Next, it's Chinee and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chinee and Golic Jr., the podcast.
All I think about is you. This is a I love you song from Cliff because he wants something from me, but he knows what he really has to do. I have to hear it from his mouth. Chinee and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Happy Halloween. It's so close to that holiday. Chinee Ogwumike as Mary J. Blige, Mike Golic Jr. as Rick Sanchez, and now a pickle. Yes. A pickle. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating cars to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 as keystoprogress.com. Check that out. Now, we have to go through roll call because no one dressed up outside of us. So,
nope.
First of all, shout out to you, Junior, for having my back in this. And also shout out to Jason Fitz, who came through with the dance moves, the spooky vibes. Make sure you go past his house if you're in Connecticut at your own peril. Maybe sign a waiver. We have to thank Jason Wright, the Washington football team president, who told us what the Washington football team plans to do on Election Day following their DM votes program, as team members and personnel will show up and show out to help their community on November 3rd. And of course, we've got to thank Marcus Spears, who told us that first candy corn is bad, and also he told us of a Ravens player not named Lamar whose names you need to hear this weekend. That's all we had today on our conversations. You can find those convos on Chanae and Golic Jr. the podcast. But I just want to do a wellness check on my better half. Are you okay? Are you managing? Because I know you're in the pickle suit, and I think it's hot. You have limited ventilation there.
Yeah, not a lot of ventilation. I cannot see much, and I feel like I'm kind of going to throw up. We danced pretty hard here in studio, Chanae, and as you accurately pointed out about myself and Jason Fitz, we're not in very good shape. Like, I think I got to become a Peloton guy soon because it's getting cold out here. And, yeah, I don't feel too hot right now, but we're going to persevere. We're going to get to the finish line on this.
Energy.
We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Chanae and Golic Jr.
Chanae, keeping that same energy. When I say the man's got his own money, I mean the man has his own money. Big congratulations to a former teammate, former Fighting Irish friend, and now highly paid left tackle for the Baltimore Ravens. Give it up for Ronnie Stanley, who signs a 5-year, $98.75 million extension with almost $71 million in total guarantees. Chanae.
Woo! Yes, made a snap. Send a gift.
Excited for the young man. Yeah, no, now, Ronnie, you don't remember, but you owe me some money from back in the day. So I'll
wait, no. From what?
Don't worry about it. He doesn't need to know why. He just needs to know it needs to get here. Okay, I'll get my address off.
He's running a tab. I got you.
Yes, again, a very expensive tag, which he can now afford. So very excited for Ronnie on that one. Chanae, did you see this? For Kim Kardashian's birthday, Kanye West, her husband, gave her a hologram video of her late father delivering a message to her. Now, obviously, there's part of that that's touching. You know, being able to reconnect with a loved one in any way, shape, or form is often something that's extremely touching. But Chanae, where are you at on hologram gifts?
I think that's like a certain level of talking about money and flexing. Like, that's an ultimate flex. As long as it's received the way that it's intended, I can see how that can also be a little strange to some people. She said she loved it. I think that was like creative, and that's what Kanye is, if anything, creative. And yeah, I don't know if that's what I'd want personally, but I do think if it works for them, good for them.
Having a lot of time and even more money on your hands in the way that we all have had time on our hands during this pandemic clearly produces some wild results in here. I appreciate the edit that Kanye made to go back and very much include effusive praise of himself, calling himself through Kim Kardashian's late father a very, 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 very talented genius. In a
yes.
way that
and before we get to this final one here on Chanae and Golic Jr., we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Shell Penzola Performance Line. And make sure you tweet us on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. I have more Halloween heat coming at you.
Uh-oh.
But what happened to you this morning? What happened to you this morning?
So, listen, I tried to treat myself to something. I am basically living the single-parent life without having a kid. So I take care of myself. And I decided, you know what? I'll treat myself. I'll have a crew come through and clean my house professionally and help out a little bit. I thought I'd give myself that gift on a Friday. It backfired. They were very kind. They opted on the side of safety, and they locked the doors and ended up locking me out of my house.
In the middle of the snow.
In the middle of the snow, I had to miss the beginning part of our show meeting because I was locked out of the house because I'm bougie.
Who's coming over? That's what I want to know. Because the female in me is like, oh, you cleaning your house? It's Halloween weekend. People are doing safe turnups, you know, socially distant. What's the tea here?
Nobody's coming over. I like to take care of myself, Chanae. If you can't love yourself first, who else is going to love you in that situation? This is a ELE plus me in this one.
ELE plus me minus C and D for it. You know, I'm talking about Cliff and Devin because they dropped the ball with Halloween. But we held it up.
We held it down on Halloween.
No more drama in my life. That's all I want.
My God. Mary J. Blige, been holding it down all day. Chanae and Golic Jr. reminding you, be safe this weekend, be responsible on Halloween, and most importantly, gorge on candy. Don't let your parents
Don't
take the
it.
Same tax that Chanae's parents did. DFP Radio.
Thanks for listening to Chanae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.